ahead and begin the special budget meeting. I'm going to turn it over to General Manager Dina Brightstein.
None of us do. We're doing roll call vote. Roll call.
Is there an agenda?
Can you do a roll call vote, please?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Okay. Can we please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this is the time in our meeting that is open to public comment for anything that is not agendized. Is there anybody on the line or in the audience that would like to do public comment?
No one on the line.
Okay. Anyone else? I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment. Now we are going to move to item C1. Discussion regarding fiscal year 2023-24 proposed operating capital and revenue budgets.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today. We're going to go through the entire budget, O&M and capital, for the 23-24 year. Even though we have a two-year operating and maintenance budget, we adopt 1 year. Again, even though we have a five-year outlook for our capital budget, we adopt 1 year. The only year that we'll be adopting will be the 23-24 fiscal year. Okay, I'd like to start off the meeting with just some really good news. I think we could all use it. I have my statement ending balance from Five Star Bank. At the end of May, the Town of Discovery Bay money that was invested in the money market account has earned $141,521.
Can you get that number one more time?
Sure, $141,521.16.
And that's in what period of time?
That is, March, from March until now.
Can you recap what we did on that? So we had taken our money from one to other and just explain why we did
that. So we did. So right now, the Contra Costa County used to be our treasurer. And so we did a finance policy to move our funds out of the county and to have control of our funds. Those monies were in BAC Bank, which was a local community bank here in Discovery Bay. That bank decided to close and move their branch. They moved their branch from Discovery Bay out. That gave us an opportunity to look at other banks in the area to see if we can find an institution that our money could work for us. So we were turned on to Five Star Bank after meeting with other agencies and talking to CSDA, their finance director, Rick Wood. We had Five Star come and give a presentation to the board, and then we decided to move forward with them. So since we moved forward with them, we put our money into that bank around March timeframe, and since then our money has been earning interest as close to anywhere from 30-ish, 30, 35 to 40, 42,000 dollars a month. And so from March until now, we've earned about $141,000.
And we don't have that earmarked for anything at this point. It's just money that we've earned, but it's for water, wastewater, correct?
It's for
for everything.
So all the monies were commingled and put into the money market account to earn the most interest that we could.
Okay.
So, and that's what we did.
Okay.
So that money's sitting there. It's right about now, it's about $18 million in change that's in the market money account that's earning your interest.
That's awesome.
But the interest can be used for any application.
I believe so. So we met with, so that's what Rick Wood had advised us, but we also met with our auditors and confirmed that as well. And so Alan was on that call and they did say, is that correct?
Right, as long as it meets our finance policy.
Yes,
then
we can. Yep.
Perfect.
So that's really exciting.
It's awesome.
So I can't imagine what we're going to earn in a year. I'm excited to know. The interest rate as of May was 2.90. It is now 2.99. So
it should be more than that.
Well,
I'm getting 5%.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay.
Put it in an American Express account.
So California class, we've signed on with them, but we haven't transitioned everything over yet. We're going to start working on doing that as well, okay? To diversify money market, California class, and then the next step would be to look at LAIF and put some money into LAIF as well. So, okay?
Perfect.
So at some point, obviously, that accounts would get pretty large, or the interest amount to collect would be a sizable number. is the finance department or the board at some point to decide how we're going to allocate that with
yes,
funds?
And that's correct. And it would be a finance committee decision, and then they would bring it towards the board for approval. It would be a board decision.
And is that interest currently being rolled back into the account to increase the interest going forward?
Yes.
In the account. Yes, it is.
The finance committee would make a decision on how that money's going to be spent?
Well, I mean,
what happens if, like, let's say, for instance,
well, they could give
Parks
advice.
And Rec would.
They don't make the decision. They give advice, right?
And then so it comes to the board.
Well, I would think that the process would be that where the money's needed would request that of the finance committee to review, because the finance committee doesn't have control over any particular.
Don't.
They just review what the process is. So let's say water, wastewater wanted to use some of that money to do something. Let's say landscaping wanted to use some of that money to do something. Then finance would review that.
Well,
correct?
So we sort of do it the same typical way as using the Hoffman funds, right? We find a need. Okay, we need Parks and Rec has identified we should probably request
that's what
to
I
use
think.
The Hoffman funds, right? So we Parks and Rec decides, yes, we want to use Hoffman funds. We bring it to finance.
Sure.
Do you agree
that's right. That's
to
exactly
use the Hoffman
I mean.
Funds? Two committees that bring it forward to the board. It is ultimately the decision of the board
sure.
whether to allocate it or not.
Essentially, basically, I'm just hoping that we'll maintain visibility of those funds.
Yes.
We'll always be tracking the interest rate, so we'll know what that number is. Just like we track the Hoffman Fund, we'll be tracking the interest rate fund.
Well, it'll be a yeah. It'll
yeah.
Be, it'll,
I mean,
it'll be a
yeah.
It's a line item in the accounts.
Yeah.
It says interest.
There's interest income, a line item for revenue, and yes, we'll be tracking that.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah,
got it.
Cool.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Everybody's on page. Okay. Let's start. All right. So you have your budget book before you. Page, you have a table of contents, which contains everything that's in this budget book. And then if you move over to page one, this is Discovery Bay at the Glance. This hasn't changed too much from year to year. We just make sure that we're producing the right amount of water. We put those, update those numbers. Other than that, this pretty much stays boilerplate. Okay. Board of directors, that's you. Page four, message from the general manager. Fairly boilerplate as well, with the exception of changing the capital and the O&M budget line item in there. The total budget is $25.6 million. Okay, and then we move through the different departments and their key achievements and goals for the next fiscal year. So key achievements were what they achieved over the 22-23 fiscal year. And the future goals are what they would like to accomplish over the 23-24. And each department has one. On page 10, it's our district consultants, and these are our typical daily consultants that we use on an ongoing basis. We do work with other consultants, but these are our main consultants that help us run Discovery Bay. So we have General Counsel, Woodruff and Scalmanini are our water engineers, and Hurwit Engineering is our wastewater engineer. Okay. Page 11 is our district mission, vision, goals, and values, which we reviewed at the March board workshop. No changes were made to that. Okay. And then on page 12 is the budget message. As you move through page 13 and 14, we just kind of give you some of our strategic goals and goals and objectives and action items for the next fiscal year. As the organization as a whole. Page 15 shows our authorized positions and how many staff members that we'll be having for this next fiscal year. I do want to let the board know that one of our Wastewater Tech 2, Bailey, put in his notice. He is moving to Tennessee. So we want to wish him the best of luck on his new adventure. His last day will be the 23rd of June.
We bring him up as a little nothing.
I know. So a little background on Bailey is he started with us when he was 17.
Yeah.
So he was a lifeguard, and then, you know, he did a great job there. He worked with Monica for years, and Monica always raved about him, so I saw his potential, and I had slowly just tried to pick him off to put him onto water, wastewater side, and he kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit, and then he transitioned into landscaping. And then I think he's been on water, wastewater for the last 4 years?
Three and a half years,
and he's done amazing things. So.
And he's going to Tennessee to do the same thing.
He is. He's not going to work for a government agency, but something like, I think Aaron said, like a Veolia kind of contract company. Yeah, and so
that's
he's
awesome.
Going to do work in the water department. So wish him the best of luck, and he's going to, I believe, City of Tennessee. Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I know it's gonna be sad to see him go because he feel like he grew up here, you know. But
everybody's just popping off questions.
Sure.
Is there a resource that has the job duties for each of the positions that we have on here?
Yes, it's on the website.
Okay.
So yep, under job descriptions, it has every single position
Perfect.
We have and their job description on there.
Did you please let the board know when the town is doing something to recognize his service to the town with regards to his separation, and so we can be available to, if we can be, to come and tell him how much we appreciate what he's done. So if you're throwing a party, invite us is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So okay. I think his last day is the 23rd, so maybe we can kind of organize something small, like pizza.
I would hope that you're going to put something together. He's not just an average employee. He's been, you know.
Yeah. So Mark draws for the 23rd on his last day. So.
You'll probably do it while I'm in Vegas. Okay. Can you do it before the 20th?
Because
it's
going to
be in Vegas that whole week.
We'll see.
It's not posted yet, but I'm
before
yet.
The 20th?
Yeah.
I'll just write that down. Let's see if we can find something.
But I'll leave on the 20th.
You want to do a video? Okay.
Go steal from Bill's team, maybe.
Okay, where are we?
We're okay, let's go.
Okay, page 16 is our organization chart.
I have a comment.
Yes.
I kind of think that the consultants who play are kind of our city engineers should be above Veolia on the org chart, not below Veolia, because they give input to Veolia on how to then go down and do the waste, unless it's not a linear chart.
It's not linear. And then
it is linear because you got the assistant general manager under the general manager. I don't know.
Each branch of the tree is flat.
It's flat.
So once you get under wastewater, those three positions are flat, rolling up to wastewater, rolling up to the assistant GM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Traditional org chart discipline.
Okay. Well, salary and wages on page 17 and 18. The salary and wages, there's a slight increase of 5% year over year, so that's been added into this.
That's cost of living?
Cost of living increase, yep. Minimum wage adjustment, that is the new minimum wage increase for January 2024, so we wanted to put that out there so that you're aware of it. On page 19, it's our budget cycle. This is typically how we start the process. It just kind of gives you how we build this budget and the time frame it takes to do it. And page 20 just is a overview of the entire budget for the town of Discovery Bay, including all zones and departments, revenue and expenditures. It's a fairly even split between revenue and expenditures. What you'll notice is expenditures, there's a little bit more on the water and the wastewater side. Those are denitrification, well, 8, and we have bonds for some of those expenses. Okay. As we move into 21 and 22, I kind of discussed zone 35, 57, and 61. Those are, we call them our special zones that Contra Costa County owns and contracts with the town of Discovery Bay to maintain. On page 22, I showed you, this is the budget that they sent to us. So this is the budget, this is the money that they allot for us for each of these departments.
So we have no input really into that.
Not
it
really.
Is what it is.
It, pretty much is. Bill does meet with them about twice a year. He kind of just discusses some of the things that are going on in those parks, and like he did allude to in one other meeting, is that they do have a little bit of money in reserves that they do set aside for capital projects and, you know, long-term maintenance fixes for things. But typical operation and maintenance, that's what you see on page 22.
Which one of those? Which one of those is the boulevard?
The boulevard?
Discovery Bay Boulevard.
None of them are Discovery Bay Boulevard. That's Zone 8. That's what we own.
Okay, so we own...
The street, you mean?
No, I'm talking about the landscaping on either side of the street of Discovery Boulevard. That we own that property? It's not the county's property.
No, we maintain it.
I know we maintain it, but who owns it?
We own it.
Okay.
So when you move into the budget worksheet, this is the money that we've calculated for us to do the O&M for Zone 31, 35, 57, and 61. So we believe it's going to be about $42,300 for this fiscal year. And that's off of the numbers that they gave us when it comes to payroll.
Is our projected cost in line with the county's budget to us?
We don't project the cost for it. This is their engineer report. So like we do Zone 9 assessment, engineer's report, they do the same exact thing for their zones. And they go, here's your money to maintain it. And so that money on the $42,000 is a combination. If you look at page 22, that is Zone 35, the grounds maintenance of $5,000, and the utilities and streets. Okay, payroll is in a separate bank. We put it into wastewater. Okay, and then so same thing for Zone 57. You take the $7,000 for park and streetscapes, $4,000. Plus the $2,000 for utilities, and that gets rolled up into that. And that is a total of $11,200. For Zone 61, it's $26,000, and then that equals the $42,300 for O&M maintenance. Okay. And payroll, we use some of
them. And does the money from the county, is it use it or lose it? Do they adjust the budget? Okay.
No, they'll increase it sometimes, they'll decrease it, but it's always by a fairly small amount.
And what kind of accounting has to go back to the county for how it's spent?
Yeah, so you have to send them all the invoices.
Okay.
So.
And so they...
And they have rejected invoices before. Like if something's broken and we use insurance or some other way to pay for it, and we said, you know what, this is not ours, you should be paying for it, and they've rejected things before, so.
Out of curiosity, so whose job is that? That's...
Whose job is...
The invoice person?
That was Leslie. Job to do what for the invoices? Like to pay them?
No,
to send them to the county?
Yeah, just out of curiosity, how many hours are involved with reimbursement from the county versus...
It takes many hours. Yeah. It's duplicating your work, basically. And so when they were our treasurer, we were doing that for almost every single department.
So really, you could deduct staff time from what the county's giving us, though, basically.
We do.
Yeah. Oh, you
do?
We do.
We give them a surcharge, admin surcharge. Yeah, so and it's a lot less than it probably should be, but they don't give us any more money, so you know, it is what it's going to be. Okay. All right, let's move on to water. So starting on page 24, as you can see, the reports are a little bit different looking than they have been in the past. So everything goes into our financial suite called Casell. And so we put everything in, and I pulled all the reports out. And we really should be doing it that way. It's just a little bit cleaner. Instead of trying to pull out reports into Excel and data entering them or copying and pasting them into a workbook. So, okay. So our projected revenue for fiscal year 23-24 is $5.1 million. Now, that's a combination of us looking at our rate study. It's also a combination of just looking at projections or what was done in the past and how we think it's going to land for us.
Okay. The interest income that's noted there, is that because we moved it to the money market?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Now, when you see SEC collection account charge, that is the account charge. What that is, that's a separate fee that gets placed on the tax roll for every home that helps to support our infrastructure. And then if you look down at the 6,000 number, water charges, that's what we get collect from the water bills that we mail out. That is the actual usage that everybody in town is using. And then 6086, just like the collection charge on the first line item, this is the commercial collection charge to help operate the water infrastructure system. Okay, commercial accounts don't have it on their tax roll, they do have it on their water bill. Any questions on revenue? Okay, all right, let's move down to expenses. For water, it's mostly status quo year over year, status quo. There is a 5% increase for the COLA for the salary and wages. Some things I would like to note, which I think we have discussed in the past, is some of the major increases are going to be chemicals and electrical for this. Okay. Electrical has increased 5%, and chemicals, which increase almost more than double.
And we're looking at an alternative source for chemicals to try and mitigate some of that, correct?
It's not necessarily an alternative source, is that we're part of a consortium, and
okay.
they went out to bid.
And out to bid.
So
okay,
they went back
perfect.
Out to bid. Univar did not come in as the lowest bid.
And so they're switching.
What we have now, HASA did.
Okay.
So we're switching. It's still a lot more than what we used to be paying, and I think Aaron can recall a lot of the rates, if you don't mind.
Currently, it's $1.39, and it's going to go to $2.55, or
yeah.
$2.65, one of the two. And I think Univar came back to $3.14.
Wow.
And this is what?
Chemicals.
To treat the water.
What's the name of the chemical?
What's that?
What's the name of the chemical?
Polymer.
Sodium hypochlorite.
Chlorine.
That's what I make in my lab. That's what I make in my lab on Bethel Island.
Yeah.
Okay. How much of that do we get to come up?
Uh-huh.
A lot.
Yeah.
We have tanks for it, correct?
Yeah. Yes, we have 2 1,000-gallon tanks, one at each site, and we have them filled up once a week. And in the summer, when we hit peak, we'll have it filled up twice a week.
Okay.
All right, so we have 7255. If you look at that, it's TODB sponsored events. We did put some money in there for any sponsored events that we'd like to do, mainly open house. So I think if we're going to decide to do that again, we have some funds there to be able to do an open house. Okay. Next item I would like to discuss our consulting. It's 7271. Or is it 7221? Excuse me. Shoot. I don't know. Hold on. 7271, right? I got it right the first time.
Yeah.
So those are Ludup and Scalvanini. We're going to do a rate study, so that's part of Lehovitz and Singh or another individual. So I'm bringing back their contract next meeting. So those types of contracts in there. We have HR services. We kind of work with an HR company, so that's in there as well. You know, those are what those things are. One thing to note on this water budget, and you're going to see it a lot more, is general repairs. It's increasing. You know, we have aging infrastructure. We're going to see more breaks in our pipes. And so that's what you'll see in our capital plan is we have a pipeline project that we need to figure out how to fund. So we'll be working on some funding for that. I do have Winterfront's nominee looking for grants for us, or any other agency that we can get to look at grants for us. So I'm also working.
Current year actual is 5 months?
It is through February, the current year actual, yes.
I'm sorry, so we're fiscal July to June?
Yes, we are.
So how many months is in the actual?
Eight
months?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Makes it a little bit better.
It is. So I'll be working on reconciliations next to kind of catch everybody up. I think reconciliations were done through February, and I need to catch up with March, April, May, and June. So I'll be working on that.
This might not be possible, and it's just really nitpicky, but is it possible in this report for future to get a column for percent change year over year?
Yes, I can do that.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah, I'm actually going to work with Casella and try to get that added. I know how to do it and build it myself, but for some reason it's been kicking out.
Okay.
So, but there's space there, and so that's what I wanted to do.
Perfect.
Is I actually wanted to do actual budget, actual, and then percent change of the current year budget, and then show the two future years.
That'd be great.
So that's what I'd like to build. So I can try to build that for the next budget cycle and slide it in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions in the water budget? Sure.
7286. 2021-22 actual legal fees were $34,804. For some reason, we budgeted $70,000 for the current year, and we're already spent $72,600 for the current year, and we have 4 months to go.
So one thing about legal fees, and I have talked to Andy and I have talked to Ron about this, they are very late in billing. It is infuriating. So I've tried my best
to
try to get...
So there's no way to analyze this at this point because we don't know how much goes back to the previous year. That's why it was so low.
Yes.
But why did we budget $70,000 in the current year and then $50,000 in the future year?
Because we're hoping that we can reduce our legal fees. That's what we would like to do. Let's try to reduce those legal fees.
I have no questions about it.
That's what I'm trying to do. So...
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Capital improvement plan for the 23-24 fiscal year. It's about $4 million. Those include well 8. It includes long-term mainline pipeline replacement, which I just talked about with aging infrastructure. And that aging infrastructure is mostly on this side of town, the very north side. We're also going to be doing the filter project for Newport and Willow treatment plants, upgrading those filters to bigger filters, and district office. And there's a few full detail at the back of the book, which we'll go through, where I detail out each project and the costs. This is a summary.
So a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago, we looked at a solar solution. Yeah. Out there for plant two.
Meaning solar solution for
to solar farm.
Operate plant two?
Yeah,
we did.
And I don't know if now with electrical fees going where they're going, if it makes sense to revisit
to
or doesn't.
Bring it back up?
I don't, you know, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Part of the issue with that was having the super, that it would only serve plant two. We didn't have the ability to service the entire district with it, and that's why at the time it didn't make sense, because we can't bring power over here to in other words, to plant one, or to the water treatment plant or to Newport, because we don't have the transmission systems for that. But we do burn a lot of energy just to plant two alone, so I don't know if, it may be something that's worth looking into, or it may be the technology has changed enough by now that there is an easier way for us to be able to use that electricity throughout the district.
So this next fiscal year, I just talked to Aaron about this today. I think he and I, we meet every Friday at 9 a.m. That's kind of our meeting point. And what we're going to do is we're going to take one asset and we're going to break that down. So such as like, we'll use the well, right? So what is in that well, right? Is it the sticks? Is it the pump? Is it the motor? Is it whatever it is? We're going to break that down. We're going to put a lifeline to it, and we're going to put costs to it, what we think, so that we can start building a better capital plan to go forward. So it's going to take us a long time to do it. We have a lot of assets, but I think we've got to start somewhere. We're going to start someday, and so I think it's now is the time to start doing that. You know, we need to know what we have. You know, with this pump or the well going down, what's inside of it? What do we need? How do we know? It was 10 years ago we built it. What's the lifeline on it? What are all the components of it that we need to replace or, you know, break apart? So I think we need to have a better understanding of that with all of our assets. So we're going to start slowly building. Okay. And then I just kind of give a budgeted fund summary at the page 26. And then on 27, I just show our water utility rates. And then this next fiscal year, we're going to look at a new rate study. So this might be changing, or it will be changing, if it's voted in. Okay. All right, we ready to move on to wastewater? Any other questions? All right, wastewater. Wastewater is billed on the tax roll, with the exception of commercial accounts. So you are guaranteed the funds three times a year. You get a lump sum in December, a lump sum in April, and a very small lump sum in June. Any questions on revenue?
Why can't they give to us all at once?
Because we pay our taxes, you know, in
April
December,
and December.
Yeah. And that's when we get our money. Okay. All right, moving through expenditures. Again, salary and wages. This is for wastewater, and again, the 5% COLA. Group insurance, there wasn't a huge significant increase this year, so we've kept it fairly flat as best we could. We moved it up about $4,000.
Who's the dog?
Rufy and you.
Oh. Forgot she was here. Such a good girl.
And again, the big ticket items will be electrical and chemicals. We also use chemical on the wastewater side, not as much. That's good, but there will be some chemical. As you can see, there's legal litigation. We wanted separated that out last year, so we've kept that the same. Annual audit services, we have a contract from them. We'll be bringing that to the next board meeting for review and approval. Possible approval. So far?
The permits and, oh, never mind.
Sure.
I'm looking at the numbers wrong. I was looking at actual versus budgeted. I was curious why they went up, but I'm looking at the actual versus the budget. The budget has stayed the same.
Yep.
Hey, Aaron, do you recall back in the day, Virgil tried to get some sort of, the state provides electrical at a lower rate for certain municipalities. Like, in other words, the pump station over here at the river, they pull their electricity off that pole and they're getting it for a fraction of the cost that we're paying for our electricity because we're buying ours from PG&E. Do you remember that conversation? Or was that just something he had, was that just something he had with me?
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, it probably isn't worth looking into.
Do we have the option of Isn't there, don't we have another electrical source out here called MCE?
Yeah, for residential.
For residential, but not commercial. Yeah.
And we have met with PG&E before to just make sure that we have our rate, and we've included Gregory in that. I remember sitting at a round table with them.
Greg would know about that. He can remember that conversation.
That we are getting charged the proper rates, because we do have to review that from time to time, and we've been thrown into wrong buckets before, so we try to analyze it.
The reason I recall is because Virgil pointed at that. He goes, see, that power is like cents on the dollar for what that power is, because it's going to the pumping station for Contra Costa County,
okay,
which is a municipality.
Yeah.
But for some reason we weren't allowed to partake at that same rate, and I don't remember the details. It's just a memory from 15 years ago. But it might be worth something just to ask Greg about it, see if he remembers.
See if there's any other providers.
But just see if there's a way that we can apply it. You know, if there's an application process that may have changed over time.
Sure.
You know,
okay. I will do that.
We were not eligible at the time, according to Virgil.
Not big enough.
Just the type of municipality
type of
we were, or something. I don't know. I don't know what the details were. It was just he was sharing things he had, was trying to do. You know. Anyway,
okay. So if you look at page. Not page 29, but the page next to it. It's page 5 of the budget book. You can see our expenditures, revenues over expenditures. We have $630,000 that are over, so we'll put that money into reserves. Okay? Again, here's an overview of our capital. This is the summary. It will be detailed out in the back of the book. We're going to be completing the denitrification project, which we have a bond for. Lift station upgrades, which every year we're doing a lift station. We budgeted about $200,000 per year for each lift station. Solar dryer panel replacements for plant 2. We're going to just finalize the outfall diffuser repair and relocation of the district office. Those are the main items in there. All right, moving on. Fund summary, just some notes on the wastewater budget and your wastewater utility rates, which we are going to be doing in New York City. All right. Zone 9. And I'm sorry if you think I'm going too slow. Can you tell me to move a little faster? I just want to give you time to digest it and ask any questions that you have. I will be rolling this out at the next meeting for adoption. So if you have any questions between now and then, please give me a call.
Yep,
give me a call and we'll go through it. Okay. All right, Zone 8. This includes Discovery Bay proper and the Community Center. So it's an total encompassing budget. This is where we have the appropriations limit. You get 1% of the 1%. That's from the finance department calculation. I have not pulled those forms yet. They're not completed. So I'm going to, next week, check, make sure that they've downloaded the file so that I can prepare the appropriations limit and put that, as you can see on page 34, in purple. It'll be going there in my to-be-determined line. Okay, then we'll know the exact dollar amount that we're going to have for revenue. Right now, we have an estimation. With the expenditures, all these 7,000 account codes, so you see 40, 41, 7,000, those are all landscaping. Anything that starts with 40, 41, 8,000, those are the community center expenses.
I'm sorry, what page are
you on? We are on budget book page number 6, so it's after page 32.
Oh,
you went too far.
Yeah. Now, revenue does not meet expenditures in this budget. So we're going to do our best over the course of the fiscal year to squeeze and crunch, to try not to go over budget. But if we do, we will have to tap into reserves for about $60,000.
So
yes,
on the community center fees,
5149.
Second. Yes.
Is that just what fees are those?
Those are the program fees. So anything you earn from any of the programs that you rent here, Zumba, swim lessons, yoga, water aerobics, paint nights, all of that.
Those are those it'll fees. $40,000 approximately, plus what's the center fee?
$10,000.
I'm sorry, so it'd be the pool fee plus the event fees.
The event fees.
Got it.
Yep.
I mean, it's not a huge number, but it's not bad.
And rentals. Yeah. Look at rentals. Right?
Rentals.
So.
I didn't realize rentals was that much. That's all the parks and everything.
No, that's actually, well, yes, it's the parks and everything and this grounds, but it's also that we pay to utilize this room. So it's $33,000 a year that we pay the community center because we take up the space with the dais and we use the classroom.
That changes my perspective on it. But that's good to know, though.
Yes.
And understand where those numbers are coming from. So.
What? How does it change your perspective, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I as far as how much revenue the community center is coming from residents.
Got it.
Right. So it's back out $33,000 from that number, and the rest is from residents. So, and we're really hoping, this is like the second season with the pool open, we're hoping the buzz will go and we'll get some more.
Yeah, no, I think it's still a very respectable number.
No. And I love what Monica's been doing with Cindy Coates and the swim programs, so I think if we can keep that going, that would be great. I do think there was a little bit, we got a little excited and we started so early, we might not be doing that next year. It was really expensive to heat that pool. I mean, it was the PG&E it was almost a $10,000 bill to heat the pool for 1 month.
But so, it's hard to predict the weather, right? Because like, if you would have gone a year before that, it was.
This was a crazy winter.
Yeah. It was super hot, so that would have been a non-issue, right?
We still would have had to heat the water because you know it's very cold. You know, we turn everything off after the swim season, so you do have that heat time. We did talk about, do we keep it on all year? But that's also a waste of dollars as well. So it's finding that balance. So
is the heater only electric, or does it have solar capability?
That's a great question.
I believe it's only electric, correct? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, if there are some other solar options in the future, that might be a good thing for us to look at. We've got the pool shed, which we can use the top of it. You know. So.
Well, yeah, if all these electric, I don't see any stop in electrical chargers reversing the direction.
No.
So yeah, so we can put that as the year starts to progress and maybe look at to see what it costs to kind of switch that out and put some solar on there. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Any other questions for Zone 8?
No.
Okay. Zone 9, Brian, your favorite. So I'm working right now with Kurt on the engineer's report. So he and I are going to touch base next week, and we're going to get that finalized. So these are estimations of numbers in here. That is our best guess right now. And so we'll once we get that report finalized and the board approves it, we'll correct the revenue number and put that in there. Zone 9 is a great zone. It's our smallest zone. It's easy to run, not too much in and out. It's one of our favorites. It's easy to budget for, it's easy to pay bills for. But the only part that's difficult with Zone 9 is getting those wall pieces replaced.
The
fence posts replaced. They're extremely heavy. I would never, that design is, it was terrible, but.
Feels like bane of my existence.
It is. And that's what we have at the moment. And to take those out and put something new up is just very costly. So I do think it's something we should look at for the future, maybe not this fiscal year.
Do we need to have them up?
I don't think you do. I've talked with Bill about that. What if we just took them all down? You know,
just
I do think
open,
we would like to keep them around maybe
certain
the open
areas
space or that.
Where a vehicle
might go off into those wetlands, so maybe keep them there. But around the parks, I mean, it doesn't really keep a ball in. It doesn't really keep a dog in. It's more aesthetically pleasing.
And cars can still get on there.
Cars still go on there. They can get on there from anywhere and do donuts. They can. So, right? I mean, they can squeeze through it through, so, from the parking lot. So maybe it is something that we take down in the future. We just reconcrete the walkway around it and be done.
Yeah, but we should be good for another 20 years, though, once we...
It's
going to
take 20 years to complete.
Yeah.
That's a different issue.
Yeah. All right. Any questions on Zone 9?
Hey, sweetie. It's not going to go.
I thought you were talking to me.
I was looking
you
at
responded.
You.
Responded.
All right. So these multiple capital projects, as this is coming up,
she was laying down nice and calm.
When it comes to water and wastewater, I work on them with all the engineers in our water and wastewater groups. So every other Tuesday in the morning, I meet with the wastewater team, and then that afternoon, I meet with the water team, and we continually go through all of these projects. Okay, revolving funds. What those are funds that we put away into our different revolving fund accounts. One, so the water one, you use it for water and water infrastructure needs. We have generators, we've got vehicles, facilities, and pumps. And so all of that money, $250,000, is spliced into those rooms. Same thing on the wastewater side, same categories. So that we continually put money away for infrastructure needs or replacement needs. Okay. All right, water projects. We have a lot. All right, the big one on the water side is Well 8. Well 8, we have a bond for. It's $5 million. The budget for that is roughly, it's $5 million. We have spent some money so far on this, just with engineering and having Lutheran and Skelmany do the design work. So we had to do site work, we had to do test wells, and design. We went out to bid. That bid came back, and we're going to start working on the well. And Aaron was out there today with Mike Uraka and the others, and talking about the entire well pump station pre-construction meeting.
Yeah, we had a pre-con meeting. Yeah. It starts Tuesday. It'll probably start drilling the week after that.
Yeah. That's exciting, and that's to prepare for Pantages, correct? No.
I would say prepare for Pantages.
Not prepare, but I mean we need more capacity.
Yes.
And that's why we have that L for everything.
Yep.
Sorry. I didn't mean to pigeonhole it. I just meant we're adding more homes. We need more capacity kind of support that side of town.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a sixth well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though we have six wells now, but once that's up, it's gonna be a sixth well.
Right, so we'll decommission Well 5A once Well 8 is in place, so. Okay. Your question?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just resisting the temptation to comment. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so mainline upgrades. So filter repair. Obviously, that's quite expensive. We're doing Willow new filters for Willow and Newport. Stabilization soils. And well 6 upgrades, from SSRV to VFD to approve operational flexibility.
Okay. We're not replacing filters in Newport, though, only at Willow, right?
We're replacing the media.
Media.
The media.
Yeah, so we did
now, does
the
this
media.
Include the replacement of the filters at Willow, though? Or is that a different item?
No, that's a different item.
It's a replacement. It's an additional filter. Hopefully they call it one. And then it's going to be a larger filter. Mm-hmm. We will not rehab filter C.
Because we have a plan to do that for
another larger
filter.
Okay. Where is that located here on the CIP? Or is it under that? Is it
under the filter project?
It's still under item 6007.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Water distribution systems, pipeline replacements. Okay. Item number 6010. That is the replace the 18 miles of original pipe. That is about $15.5 million. It's about $1 million a mile. It is. And I'm a little bit nervous to find out if it's even more than that now after COVID and pricing. So we still think that number is good according to the engineers, but you never know. So, but it definitely is a project that we need to think about financing for and to move forward. At the Water and Wastewater Committee, I know Rudolph and Scalmanini came and gave a presentation on that. They looked at different financing options, SRF loans. That is a very difficult one to do and to get. It takes very time consuming. So I'm not sure if that's the best option for us, but we're going to have to get a finance team together and start looking at some options.
And we talked about, refresh my memory on, we talked about doing all 18 miles of them rather than piecemealing it together.
Yes.
Because that allows us to plan for the future when we're looking ahead of like, okay, we've just replaced these. Now we have an idea of everything that we've replaced. We know we'll need to replace them and plan again in 20 years. Where right now, it's kind of a ticking time bomb. We're waiting for something.
Yeah, so I kept the budget as doing it over a long period of time because I know we've decided we agreed we need to move it forward, but we don't have a funding source for it. And so I think until we figure out that funding source, I don't want to drop in, you know,
that money's those
all
money's
that money
into there
yet. So I'm keeping that $1 million per year to do a mile a year just to have something as a placeholder there until we really work on this funding.
If the funding was available, and how long a project would cost?
5 years.
Oh, it's still funding.
Yeah. It's roughly a 5-year project, right? Before you do the design, you break up. You have to notice everybody. It's going to be a very big project. It's going to be a very public project. So
I'd imagine it would be very disruptive to the residents.
It will be. Yeah. I mean, but if you look how WR4 did in the golf course, I mean, they really did a very efficient job. They were really good at the way they noticed, but it is disruptive. You're going to be blocking driveways for a certain period of time, people to get in and out of their homes. So it's going to be a very time-consuming and very difficult.
Does the 18 miles include like Lakes and Lakeshore, or just
zoning? No,
it
doesn't. Just North Ontario, yep, zoning. Yeah, so Lakes and Lakeshore is fairly new, comparatively speaking, to when this was put in place, which was probably in the 70s. End of the 1970s, I believe. So it's definitely aging out. It's nearing 50 years almost. So. Okay. All right. Moving on, we have our underwater crossings, which we're still working towards. So we have the Marina underwater crossing, Newport and Sandpoint underwater crossing. So Newport and Sandpoint underwater crossing, that is going to be a really big project. And right now, engineers are still working on a way to get that project moving and to move forward.
Are those existing pipes or are we new pipes?
So this Newport Sandpoint is an existing pipe. It's an 8-inch pipe, I believe, Aaron, right? And we want to upgrade it to a 12-inch pipe. So we are touching the riverbed, and so that poses a little bit of a problem. We have to get regulatory agencies involved, right? Whereas the Marina pipeline, yes, that's underground. We're sleeving it. So that we don't have that issue. And this one we can't save because we want to upsize the pipe. We want more water to come from the Willow Lake well or treatment plant over to the west side of town. We want to be able to push more water.
It's a balancing act. It's to balance the water because as you'll remember in our presentations from
from Anthony. He's always talking about how we're drawing more this time of year from mm-hmm. one source than another. That needs to be balanced, especially with the new homes going in over there.
We're upgrading our hypo tanks, which with our new chemical company, I'm not quite sure if this is something that we're going to be purchasing ourselves as extra tanks, or if the house is going to be providing us with bigger, newer tanks. So we'll, more to come on that one. Okay? And then our master plans, we're going to have to do a... We're always continuing to update our master plans and our asset management plans. We have the urban water management plan that's going to be due fairly soon, so we're going to have to work on that. It'll be due in 2025. So starting the work early and getting that moving so it's prepared. And then we'll have to do another emergency response risk and resilience test with the LEIA. So that can be concerning because I don't know if they're going to call us out in for moving that building or making us move it at this point. So we'll have to come up with an idea for that. Down below, I put in the office building, site development, and new office, the actual structure. And then below, I put in cybersecurity and site security. I think that is very important. And so we have 150 apiece for each of those. And we also put it on the wastewater side. Any questions on our capital plan for water? No? Wastewater. It's quite large. We have a lot of wastewater projects. Annual lift station improvements. We found that upgrading a lift station year over year is the best way to do this. So with the lift stations we have, we're going to be looking at D for 23-24, lift station S for 24 and 25, A for 25 and 26, and C for 26 and 27. Additional capital improvements are Plant 2 RAS and WAS pumping system and cover structures. Finishing off the outfall diffuser repairs, back truck pump station for the lagoon, a new decant station, and Aaron can explain a little more what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just put you on glass.
So decant station is a collection, it's a drop-off site where when we do maintenance, or Viola does maintenance on our lift stations, they take the back truck to the lift station and rags and stuff will build up inside these lift stations. And so when you're backing it out, you're cleaning it, you're spraying off the walls and all that stuff, and then you bring it back to the plant. Two, you can't just dump it into any of the lagoons. It has to go into a concrete basin and then filter all the stuff that you can actually treat that will go to the treatment plant, and all the rest of the trash needs to be disposed away. Well, the decant station we have now is very small. The second you do one load dump from a pump station to the decant station, you're clogged and you're waiting for that stuff to process. So it slows down your maintenance pretty much. So
I'll show you.
It was built too small and in the wrong place when it was built.
It was definitely in the wrong place. I'll show you what we have right now and what we're thinking about doing. So this is our decant station, this little teeny thing right here. So you can see how tiny it is. One truckload will fill up with waste. And so, and it's in a terrible location, trying to get a truck to back in, and now you've got this right here. I mean, if you just, it's almost impossible. So we're thinking right now of putting it,
putting it where?
Putting it at the north end of the plant.
East end.
Yeah.
Plant.
In front of the solar dryer. Is it
right.
A? No.
No, it's
C and D. Sorry, C and D.
And just, it's the best location just because of the way the plumbing is right there, that you could put it in your pump, your chomper pump that will take whatever you discharge into that.
Is that,
it can send it back into the process.
Does that have anything to do with the plumbing? It's already there for the for when we squish it? What's it called?
When you're drying it?
Yeah, when we're drying it, before we dry it, we have to...
That is almost one of the final things of the treatment process. So that's after it's been...
So that's got to be... That's not connected. Okay, I got you.
So this is going to bring it back to the head.
Okay.
Is there a concern about... This is probably not a great question, but any increased odor with a larger
Is there a what?
Increased odor coming from a larger...
Well, I mean, you're going to be able to drop...
To drop more at a time,
right?
You're going
to drop more loads off the trash. So, yes, but it's going to be in a spot of a plant that wouldn't be affecting anything.
Okay.
So...
Until Cicchini gets built.
It's actually further away than...
Okay. Where you currently are?
The current.
Okay.
Steve Seaton might have a problem with it.
Yeah, it'll be very nice. Okay. All right. Other master plan projects, RAS pumps, check valve replacements, and drainage behind plant 2 into a drainage ditch. Okay. Denitrification project. Oh, we just want it to be over. we really want that to be over. That is looking good right now. So we're on track to finish and meet our permit, I hope. We're crossing our fingers. Don't jinx me. So that'll be finalized within this next fiscal year. Okay. We have a mainline pipeline replacement. That has been on our budget forever. I need to talk about Gregory. We're going to probably be moving that forward. So that is a going from the Lakeview Vista Plaza through Cherry Hills Drive. Pipeline needs to be placed, and I believe that pipeline has multiple different types of pipes connected to it, and it's causing some problems because you have PVC plus you have the iron ductile iron, and then is there any other type of pipe out there that's attached to that, or are there the two main?
No, it just happens to take from that plaza through to Cherry Hills where the force main dumps into, so you're just fighting H2S.
And again, we're going to upgrade our O&M manual, especially when D-Night is done. And then we're looking at a recycled water master plan. Some equipment that we need, we're looking at manhole replacements, a backhoe, replace some of the panels and the solar dryers. We're going to do A and B first, and then C and D. We're looking at a GIS equipment. And a new roller track system for replacing the mole system. And that was the Denver trip that we're looking at.
Okay.
So. Did we just buy a new mole though?
I don't believe we bought a new mole. Not recently. So, when was the last time?
We haven't bought moles in a while.
Yeah,
actually.
It's been a long time. So, yeah. Do you know what a mole is? Does everybody
maybe
know what a mole is?
You might be thinking so. No.
Yeah, so a mole, it looks like a little car. It's a mini little car that has no headlights or anything, and it's run through the track, and it kind of just goes up and down in the solar dryers to dry out the waste that we pull out, okay? If you've ever been in those solar dryers, it's like, it's very humid.
Bernie took me over there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, so Veolia identified some capital planning recommendations. I did put them in the budget. We spaced them out over time. And so we're looking at replacing Newport Village site for above ground pipeline, replace a dump truck method of solids, and many other items here. What are some of the other ones we're looking at? Upgrade decant pump station with chopper pumps and improving screening. Replace division and export valves and install security gates, cameras, and fencing. Again, I have the new office building and cyber security and site security. Okay. Moving on to lighting and landscaping and the community center zone. Okay, for landscaping projects, we are going to be doing Cornell Park tennis and pickleball court resurfacing. We put I put $50,000 in there so that any of the court needs that we need, we can use those funds to do. So, Clipper Drive enhancements, so that's still in the budget. We're still working on that project. Community center projects. Landscaping for the north side of the building, storage replacement, and court resurfacing for pickleballs and tennis courts. These are some landscape unfunded capital projects that would be nice to be able to do. DB Boulevard in the front entrance. We would love to do Newport Drive to Capstan to Clipper planning and enhancements. Seal Way sprinkler system upgrades and planting. Sandpoint planting sprinklers. Cornell lawn repair and Cornell new baseball box backstop. And again, we put in cybersecurity and site physical security. We are looking at a new door for the entrance, so to it automatically lock unlocks. We've had a huge gamut of prices and different doors. So we're looking at a third quote right now to see if we can blend those two together somehow, because they're completely opposite ends. One is extremely expensive from a door company, Vortex, who does our doors inside this building. Another one is just a fence company that's having a little bit of difficulty getting a quote together. The quote changed multiple times. We don't know why. They couldn't explain it to us. So now we're going up. We're going to try to get a third. So we'll be bringing that back to Parks and Rec. Okay. All right. Last but not least, Zone 9. Wild Drive enhancements and Poe Drive refresh are on our landscaping plan. And then again, cybersecurity, site, and physical security. Okay. Going back to our budget book, we talk about public financing authority and what that is. So, Callahan, I know that you're not yawning. This is so exciting. It really is boring. I used to feel so bad because I'd walk through everybody and be yawning through mine, and then Bernie would get up and had a video and showed all kinds of cool stuff. I'm like, debt service. So these are our bonds. We have the 2012 bond, which we recently refunded to save ourselves $1 million over multiple years. The 2017 bond, that actually was the water meter completion project and the filtration project. And then the new 2022 bond, which was project improvements for Well 8, which we are currently went out to bid and going to start, and denitrification, which is finally starting to wind down and wrap up. Debt service payments on page 45, it just shows you where we are at. The 2012 bond, the banks were Deutsche U.S. Bank. Hi, Bank. Deutsche Bank and U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank took over the bond from Deutsche Bank. We originally had Deutsche Bank only for about a year, and then those debt service payments were paid to U.S. Bank. That was the refunded to 2022B new bond. We have 2017, 22, and 22B, and those are our payments to date that we've made on these bonds and our balances. This is also put on a cute little form that we put on the website. And we update that every year. So it looks something like this, and just so that it's transparent and everybody can see it on our website. Okay. District awards, and then just some supplemental information glossary. And that concludes our budget. Are there any other questions?
I have a non-budget related question. Okay. Is there any update on Cicchini property? I remember at some call we had, they said we should be getting something like in March or April or something.
I have not.
You haven't heard anything?
Not a thing.
And then what was the Newport development? What was it called?
Newport Point?
Yes,
Newport Point. I saw people out there, but I don't know if it was just to take down the weeds that were overgrown, but I have not heard anything more
about
that
them.
Development.
Okay. Well, they still have to figure out how to connect to our lift station, so I'm not sure where that's even.
They're still working. Yeah, Mike Iraka is working heavily with them to try to get that connected. So, otherwise, the only other development going is the Pulte Homes.
Yes, and it's
so, good.
Do you want these back?
Yeah, I can take those back, unless you want to review it. So.
Yeah, I want it.
Yep. Okay.
Are we good? Perfect. So, we're going to adjourn our special meeting. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.